All of those things could mean that you may need memory care.
In the United States right now, there are 76 million baby boomers. The number one dilemma for these baby boomers? Housing. That dilemma can be your opportunity. Welcome to the Assisted Living Network podcast, where you can discover how just one residential assisted living home could secure your financial future forever.
Hey, it's Isabel from the Assisted Living Network. Let's talk about memory care. When do you or a loved one know that you may need memory care? It may sound kind of obvious, but for a lot of people, it's not. Some signs you may be looking for is maybe their safety is at risk or their needs are no longer being met. Sometimes they stopped paying their bills or their personal hygiene has gone out the window. It's being neglected. Maybe you've gone to visit a loved one lately and their space is now unsafe, or they're losing track of time, they're driving to different destinations and not remembering where they are. All of those things could mean that you may need memory care. And there's a lot of differences between assisted living or residential assisted living, what we do, and memory care, licensed residential assisted living homes. So let's talk about it. The primary differences is staffing, safety, licensing, and payments. So when it comes to your staffing, there will literally be a different license that your caregivers are going to have to be able to work in a memory care assisted living home versus just a regular residential assisted living home. Maybe not in all states, but in most states, if you're going to be licensed as a caregiver in a memory care home, it's a higher tier of licensing. So there's a little bit more requirements involved of you as a caregiver. You may have to, you know, take extra tests or do different things to get that higher level of licensing. So your staffing has a higher level, and in turn, they're being paid more because they've gone above and beyond to do that work to get that higher degree or license, whatever the case may be. When it comes to safety, we're talking locked entrances and exits, and probably not locked with your regular turn, you know, door style lock. We're talking about keypad locks because we need something that's going to keep the senior safe. And so we need those keypad entries. We also sometimes have obscured exits. So maybe doors that don't make a ton of sense because we don't want the senior trying to escape because they're confused on where they are. And so locked entrances and exits, obscured exits, and doorbells that signal entering and exiting are going to be key. Also, when it comes to, you know, the differences, we need to remember licensing. The physical home will have a different license because of those safety requirements. And when you get that license on the home, you are now allowed to accept memory care residents. We can't forget one of the main differences, which is payments. It costs about an additional $1,000 to $1,500 more per month if you or your loved one needs memory care. So if the regular residential assisted living home in your area is $4,000 a month, it may be costing you $5,000 or $5,500 a month when you need memory care. And so that's something really important to remember. There are a ton of amazing resources like TEPA Snow's program, a positive approach to care, PAC as it's called. And it's important to know how to deal with seniors who are going through dementia and having memory loss. But what happens if your loved one's care increases and now they need memory care, but they aren't in a memory care licensed home? Well, they're going to have to move because it's no longer safe for them to live in that assisted living home. They need memory care. So if they're in a large CCRC, they may be moving from the assisted living section to the memory care section. Or if they're in a smaller residential assisted living home, they may have to move to another home down the street that is licensed for memory care. So you, as a potential assisted living owner, may want to consider opening a memory care home. That way you don't have to kick residents out when you can no longer accommodate their needs, because it is no longer safe for you to keep them. So it's really not a good idea for you to keep them if they're beyond what you are able to care for. Now, if you are caring for a loved one at home and their memory care is increasing and you can no longer handle it, you probably need to consider putting them into a memory care home where the staff is licensed and able to handle this. And do not feel bad. It is very taxing to explain to your loved one that you are their daughter, you are their son, you are there because, you know, their spouse has passed on and they no longer live in their home, they live in your home. And it's a lot to handle and it can cause a lot of mixed emotions and feelings. So it is okay if you can no longer handle it as an in-home caregiver to your senior loved one. Make sure that you're putting them in a place that keeps them safe. We always want to make sure that they are getting the quality care and that they're in a safe environment. And if that's no longer your home, that is okay. We want to make sure that their needs are always being met. When we talk about the different activities in a memory care home versus a residential assisted living home, there are some differences. Now, there's a lot of activities that happen in assisted living, and they're a lot of fun, whether it's senior yoga or pet therapy. But specifically in memory care, what we're looking for is hand-over-hand activities. This is very reminiscent of Montessori method. What you do for me, you take from me. So we don't want to be feeding the residents because now we're taking that skill away from them. Instead, we want to do hand over hand activities where we're helping them lift the mug to have it come to them, and we're not taking that skill away from them. It's the same for kids and it's the same for seniors. And so that Montessori method is what's taught in Tipa Snow's PAC training. You want to make sure that the activities in the care home match their ability. So if the seniors are no longer able to do, you know, senior yoga, and trust me, we're not talking about downward dog, right? We're talking about, you know, raising the arms or legs or little different things there. We need to match their ability. If that's something that they can no longer do, we don't want to have that activity within the home. We also want to incorporate failure-free activities. No winning or losing. There are amazing programs like the Tover TOEFL, which is an incredible system that has games that shoot down from above, and it's like whack-a-mole type games that the seniors can play in the care home. Cooking, working in the garden, experiencing textures, balloon volleyball, all of those different things are incredible and really help the senior not only match their ability, but have failure-free activities and activities that they can continue to do into the future. Another big question people ask is, can you combine memory care residents with assisted living residents? And the answer is yes, if you are licensed for it. So if you're a licensed memory care home and you have someone who just needs assisted living, they're not having any memory care or dementia issues yet, you can move them into your home. Because the reality is, you guys, we're all forgetting things all the time and it's only going to increase with age more than likely. So if you're licensed, you can accept regular assisted living residents in with your memory care residents. And then as their memory decreases over time, you now have an opportunity that they can stay in the home with you. I know we had a student who opened just a regular assisted living home, and then they had a bunch of residents who memory was declining. And they were like, uh-oh, we're going to have to send them away to another home that accepts memory care residents. But instead, they decided to get licensed as a memory care home, and now they can have residents who stay for a longer term within their home. Overall, remember, they are not going back to the person that they were before. You know, may get glimpses of that person, but they're not going to ever fully return to who they once were. So you need to hire the licensed appropriate staff to do what they need to do and get the therapy you need to stay sane throughout it all. Now, we have an amazing memory care training that you can always check out at the RAL Academy. It is taught by our expert instructors, Dana and Jamie Robinson. Dana is PAC certified through Tipa Snow's training, so be sure to check that out. And thanks for listening to the Assisted Living Network.